Now, Facebook already owns Instagram, which is mostly a photo sharing app, but it does have a messaging component, and WhatsApp. If Facebook were to integrate all the messaging services, what are the antitrust implications there or concerns, especially considering Facebook already owns these other platforms?
Right. Well, you start to worry that Facebook gains, too much control over messaging and too much control over social media. Instagram is a potential competitor to Facebook. Facebook didn't own it, right? So if Facebook were to divest Instagram or get rid of it, right, or spin it off, then you might have more competition. But as Facebook becomes more integrated, you worry that whatever market share they have, whatever market power they have, is becoming solidified.
So are there concerns already in terms of antitrust with the fact that Facebook has bought these other platforms in the first place?
I think so. So Facebook has a big chunk of the social media market share. There are various measures, but let's say it's around 70%. And they have some competitors, right? So Pinterest and Twitter. But one competitor that you wish they had, right, was Instagram, because Instagram is growing quickly, but they own Instagram. They bought it in 2012. So you worry a little bit that, the big natural competitor, Facebook, is already owned by them.
All right. So what could be done at this point? I mean, you just said Facebook already owns what could be a principal competitor. So as we move forward, especially if Facebook wants to integrate all the messaging, what could regulators do?
Regulators come in two forms, right? So you have the Antitrust Enforcement Agency, so that's the FTC and the Department of Justice, where I used to work. They're very reluctant to break up companies. So the last time there was a serious conversation about breaking up a company was in the late 90s with Microsoft. That didn't happen, obviously. So it's not really in their DNA to think about breaking up companies that are already merged. So that's unlikely, in my view, that that's going to happen. So the other route is, Senator Elizabeth Warren has suggested legislation, right? So that you do it by, Congress does it, right? So Congress will pass some legislation saying companies over a certain size have to divest, what would be a natural competitor, let's say. So that's a possibility, right? I mean, in this political climate, it's tough, I think. But if there were to be a breakup of companies like this, I think that's the route that you would see it. You see it happen.
Are there concerns that as new companies, I mean, we're talking about tech companies, and it seems, especially here in the Bay Area where we're close to Silicon Valley, it seems like there's a new one every other day. Are there concerns that Facebook might continue to gobble up the next big thing, the next big social media platform that we haven't even heard of yet?
I think there are, and I think that's in the purview of the antitrust enforcement agencies, DOJ and FTC. They look at those mergers, right? And, I think the FTC, if they had it, if they could do it again, they would have barred that Instagram merger in 2012. Now, the issue is, in 2012, when they purchased Instagram, Facebook, it was small, Instagram was, right? It didn't have many employees, it didn't have that many users, right? So you have to be able to look ahead and say, here comes a competitor that might be valuable down the road. It's hard to do, but I think the antitrust enforcement agencies are more on guard now about making sure the next Instagram doesn't get gobbled up.